Well, now, wait. I don't think she'd mind me pointing out that she's not 18.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You know, she's Tamala is not 18, and she's not riding on anybody else's bike. She's out riding on her own most of the time. But has, Tamala Rich does, a terrific little book out here, Live Full Throttle, Life Lessons from Friends Who Faced Cancer. And this is filled with pictures from the Tamala Rich road trip, or maybe it's road trips, but all around the country, and terrific stories about battling and surviving cancer and living life. And this is just a neat little deal, Tamala. How you doing?
I'm fine, Keith. Thanks for the kind words, and thanks for always being a supporter. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, this has been a great story. It's been fun to get to know you. This goes back a year or two. Now, I'm not even sure how all of this comes together, but at some point we came to know about Tamala Rich here, motorcycle mama, motorcycle-ist. She had, you know, a little later in life than some people do, come to start motorcycle riding, and then she started kicking in and really riding for a cause, breast cancer awareness and survivors and fundraising and so forth. And then you went out on this big ride last year. When was that? We were there when you kicked it off. When was that you went on the big all-around-the-country ride?
Well, I actually have done the around the country twice. I've been to 32 states now for breast cancer causes. But this summer we left June 28th, I think it was.
Yeah, it was in the summer, yeah. And
yeah.
What was the route?
You very kindly came and rode your bike with us a little bit.
Yeah, well, I didn't ride my bike with you enough. I mean, that would be a really cool ride to have really been on. We were there for your kickoff and bought some of the bras there that had been decorated in the fundraiser, raising money. And I still have, I say mine, I guess it's mine, but, you know, it's mine. I bought it, but I don't wear it. But, you know, a cool decorated bra. And you put these on the windshield and that sort of thing, and that raised some money. Rayford was there. We bought a bra if Rayford would wear it, and he did. Which was a cool thing. And what was your, you went like out west, up north, Canada, down, back around the Mississippi. What was your route this time?
I did. I went the southern route. So I went down ultimately as much as of Route 66 as it still exists. So I went, you know, essentially 40, and I did 66, and all the way to Southern California. Then I rode up through all the way up the coast to the Cascade River Valley, which borders Oregon and Washington. From there, I went. I followed the Lewis and Clark Trail that carries us up to Glacier National up in Montana, and from there, I did the tourist thing and very quickly ran up the road, got my passport stamped in Canada, came back, and then went down to the big Conga rally with the other women from the states in Canada who are raising money for cancer. We had our rally in Shell, Wyoming, which in the book you'll see there's lots of pictures of our rally there.
Is that where the Antler Inn is?
It is where the Antler Inn is. Shell, Wyoming, population 50. Closest big town is 17 miles away, Grable, which is population 1,800.
I'll come back to the Antler Inn in Wyoming in talking about the book. But so then, where did you go from there?
Okay, from there I went back up to Wyoming and then crossed into Saskatchewan, went over to Manitoba. Those are Canadian provinces for the Yanks in the audience. And then came down Minnesota. I saw the headwaters of the Mississippi, which, Keith, you could step across. You could step across in northern Minnesota. So don't ever let anybody tell you that something little can't become something big.
I've been not quite at the true headwaters, but I know it starts just as a trickle.
Yeah. And then I rode the Great River Road. It parallels. It just runs right along the Mississippi. I went down from St. Paul down to Iowa on the Great River Road. And then I cut over and, came through Tennessee to North Carolina and home.
How much of this ride did you have people with you, or were you, just on the road yourself there?
Last year, I was by myself about 70% of the time, and this year, I was by myself about 25% of the time. Nobody knew me last year, but this year, you know, I had made friends with folks in the, you know, in the big breast cancer raising awareness community, and, you know, people wanted to catch a ride, a mile. They wanted to let me couch surf. It was a great, it was a great trip, and I really enjoyed being with folks.
Yeah, and you.
I really liked being by myself too. I have to say, I like a little, you know, a little flexibility, being, you know, just on my own, stop and take a picture of what I think is interesting, that kind of thing.
Hey, listen, that's some of the fun of motorcycling. I like both equally. I like, you know, being out for a ride or a weekend or a long ride with friends or a little group, but I like when I'm cruising somewhere myself, and if it's like, oh, that looks like a neat place, I can pull over there or just do this or stop or hang. So both are good. That's a part of a good motorcycle ride. Tamala, is this this post-it note here? I just noticed this post-it note that's on the copy of the book that you left me.
Yes, I think I know where this is headed.
this is a lips print on the post-it note.
It is a lip print. It is a lip print.
No, I just noticed that. Well, thank you very much.
I couldn't give you a kiss in person, but I wanted to give you a thank you kiss in some way. So
I guess I should have been here when you dropped it off. The website is TamalaRich.com, and that's with an E, T-A-M-E-L-A, Rich.com. Angela's got it linked up to the Larson page at WBT.com. And this book, Live Full Throttle, Life Lessons from Friends Who Faced Cancer, this book... I am very impressed. This is not going to take somebody 3 weeks to read, but this is a really nicely done, beautifully photographed and printed little book that is sort of part travelogue, part inspiration, part people that you've met. It's, you know, stories about an inspiration for cancer and survival and life in here. This is a very neat little thing that you've done.
Thank you. I worked with professionals, you know, in this day of self-publishing. I did self-publish the book, but I worked with a team of great professionals. I hired a professional editor, April Jones, Christina Shook, who is a wonderful photographer. She has a book out of her own. And then locally, Spark Publications designed the book. So, you know, when you hear somebody say they've self-published something, it can turn out really well if they hire professionals and do a good job of it.
Oh no, this is a fabulous piece of work to have, and it's got some terrific stories in it. And the photographs. Now, you mentioned a photographer, but was she with you on the whole thing, or did you take some of these pictures?
Not the whole thing. Yeah, some of them are mine. In the very back, I give photo credits.
Oh, okay.
There are a few photos that other folks took, but. Christina Shook is, she has her own bike, motorcycle photography book out called Chicks on Bikes. And,
called what?
San Francisco.
Chicks on Bikes?
On Bikes.
Clearly, yeah. I don't know how I've missed that, but I won't be missing it for long.
Yeah, it's chicksonbikes.us. So there you go. Anyway, So when I came through San Francisco, I met up with her. I had known her indirectly, you know, through the larger community, but, arranged for myself and a couple of the other women who are riding for the Conga for the breast cancer causes. She arranged for us to come and speak to the San Francisco Motorcycle Club. And what a great bunch they were. Anyway, so then Christina flew out to Billings, Montana, which is the closest airport to Shell, Wyoming. And I picked her up there, and we went down. She's a motorcyclist, but, you know, she had a lot of gear and camera and, you know, equipment to bring, and riding her bike from San Francisco to Wyoming with all that was just not how she wanted to do it. So she flew out and took those great pictures.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And the various stories and tales and the lessons and so forth, these are from people that you've met along the way, women who've battled and survived breast cancer?
Yes.
Is that...
Yes, there's one woman in the story who is what we call a spirit rider. She's in Charlotte. She lives in Charlotte. She's in the second chapter about gratitude, and the rest of the women were actually, you know, people that, you know, I met on the road as part of my ride. But Karen, in the second chapter there, she was literally run over by a Mack truck on her bike, on her motorcycle. And so she's what we call a spirit rider. And there are plenty of spirit riders who cheer us on and, you know, will let us couch surf and whatever. And Karen is one of them.
Wow, just a great story. And this Antler Inn, this looks like you've got a couple of pictures up here in this town in Wyoming, and this Antler Inn, and all kinds of women and motorcycles and pink and guys and bras out front of this place. It's like a little the Coors beer sign and a cafe sign, and it's like a little rock cabin, Antler Inn, literally with the antlers on it. You can just picture this thing. It's wonderful and awesome and cheesy. All in, it looks like a movie. It does. I mean, it looks like a movie ought to be.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Made at this place. Very, very cool.
Yeah. It's and I tell the story in the introduction about what it's like to have cancer. Wyoming is our least populous state. It's 4 people per square mile. And Charlotte has almost 1,800, just to give you a sense. But, you know, they're very far from medical care. Most people make their living on the land, or they, you know, serve, you know, people who make their living on the land. And most people don't have health care insurance. And they either have to go 70 miles to Cody or 150 miles to Billings for their cancer treatments. And this little community really has pulled together in the 12-month period, the year right before I was there, 3 people in that community had succumbed to cancer, 2 of whom, there's a picture of a woman getting her head shaved. She had a very long ponytail. She hadn't cut her hair in 5 years.
Right.
And there's a picture in there of her getting her head shaved. She had lost both her husband and his mother to cancer in the past year in that little community. And people, so this is part of the way that we raised money was, you know, people would, you know, save up their beard for a year and they'd shave it if people would raise enough money. This woman said, if you guys raise $500, I'll shave my head. And so the crowd readily ponied up, and she shaved it. And her ponytail was donated to Locks of Love. But this little community, like I said, there are 2 towns. One has 50 people in it. The other has 1,800. And in a weekend there, our group raised over $15,000. That's just phenomenal. And it just speaks to how really cancer had touched this small community.
It's an uplifting, inspirational book, Life Lessons from Friends Who Faced Cancer, Live Full Throttle. It's also just a very cool picture book and a travelogue of this journey, this trip that you took. And it's very well done. Tamela Rich, we've got a link up on the Larson page at WBT.com. Hey, Tamela, it's good to talk with you. Good luck, continued success, and we'll have to take a ride again sometime.
Keith, thank you. And anybody who wants the book, you can get it on Amazon or at the Bag Lady there in Charlotte.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tamela.